So Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 16. So yesterday we heard about Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting his mood of a devotee and allowing everyone to touch the dust of his feet, like one devotee lets another devotee touch the dust of his feet in a mood of humility. He touched the dust of Waitacharya's feet, but Waitacharya wasn't very happy because he wants to be seen as the devotee of Lord Chaitanya, not as the Lord, as Mahavishnu. So he didn't appreciate that much. This text 41 from chapter 16. Guru Budi Advaitere Kari Nirantar Eteke Advaita Dukha Paya Bahutar. Lord Guru Chandra respected Advaita as his spiritual master. This made Advaita most unhappy. Apane osevite sakshate nahipai ulatiaro prabhu dare duipai. Advaitacharya did not get an opportunity to directly serve the Lord. Rather, Gaurachandra would grab his feet. Ye charana mani chinte sehi hailas sakshate advaitare chataki sadaita hate. Lotus feet that Advaita constantly meditated on were now directly present before him, and Advaita's desire was to always remain absorbed in them. Sakshate na pari prabhu kari jache rag tatapiya churi kari charana parag. Advaita was unable to do so directly, for the Lord would become angry, yet he sometimes stole the dust from the Lord's feet. So the Lord was, Lord Chaitanya didn't want to be seen as the Lord. And Advaita didn't want to see him any other way than that. Bhavave she prabhu je samaye morchapai takane Advaita charanera pache jai. Whenever Lord Chaitanya fell unconscious in ecstasy, Advaita approached his feet. So openly, Advaita could not touch Mahaprabhu's feet. But whenever he had opportunity to secretly touch the Lord's feet, he did. He felt it, Advaita would fall at his feet and shed tears in great lamentation whenever the Lord was absorbed in ecstasy and would fall unconscious, which was pretty regular in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan Leela. Dandavata hana pori charanera tale pakkale charanadui nayanera jale. Advaita would offer obeisances by falling flat at Gaurachandra's feet and wash those feet with the tears from his eyes. Kakanova murchia punchia laya shire kakanova sharanga vihita pujakare. Sometimes Advaita would rub his head on the Lord's feet, and sometimes he worshipped the Lord with six ingredients. Eho karma Advaita karite pare matra prabhu karijache jare maha maha patra. Such activities were possible only for Advaita because the Lord made him a great recipient of mercy. Hateva Advaita Sabhara Agraganya Sakala Vaishnava Bale Advaita Sedhanya. Advaita is the foremost of all the devotees. All the Vaishnavas proclaimed, Advaita is indeed glorious. Advaita Simhara e Kanta Mahima Jana. Such are the extraordinary glories of the lion-like Advaita. The miscreants, however, do not know this confidential truth. Sri Advaita Prabhu is the foremost of all Vaishnavas. Hegdina Mahaprabhu Vishambara Nache Anande Advaita Tana Bule Pache Pache. One day Vishambara danced in ecstasy. Advaita danced behind him. Haila Prabhu Ramucha Advaita Dekhiya Lepila Charanadula Anged Lukaila. Advaita saw Mahaprabhu lose consciousness, and then he secretly took the dust from the Lord's feet and smeared it on his body. Hashesha Kotuka Jane Prabhu Gorarai Nachite Nachite Prabhu Sukanahipai. Lord Gauranga knows unlimited pranks. When he continued dancing, he felt no happiness. Prabhukahai Chitekena Navasona Prakash Karaparari Mora Nahayulas. Prabhupada said, why am I unable to capture the Lord in my heart? Who did I offend so that I'm not feeling happy? Again, that principle of you make offense, you won't feel happy. Kon chori amare vakari che churi se aparari ami nachite napari. Is some thief stolen from me? Is it because of that offense that I am unable to dance? Kehavaki laiyache mora paraduli sabe satya kaha chinta nahayami bali. Has anyone taken dust from my feet? Do not worry. Tell me the truth. Antriyami vachana shuniya bhaktagan bhayemona sabe kichu nabale vachan. When the devotees heard the words of Mahaprabhu, who was present in everyone's heart, Antriyami, they did not say anything but remained silent in fear. Mon, they were doing mon. Balile Advaita Bhai Nabalile Mari Bujiya Advaita Bale Jodha Hastakari. If they spoke, they would have to face Advaita. In other words, if they squealed on Advaita, then they'd have to, because Advaita did it. When Lord was unconscious, Advaita Charya took the dust and Lord understood it. So he's asking, who's done it? And everyone's afraid to say that it's Advaita, because Advaita is also a heavyweight. Advaita means heavy weight. Advait, big weight. And they couldn't bear that weight of Advait. If they didn't, they would be, and if they didn't tell, they would be finished. Understanding this, Advaita replied with folded hands. Shunabap chure jari sakshate napai tabitara agochari laite jujai. Listen, my dear Lord, if a thief cannot get something openly, then he should take it secretly. Muni churi kari jachun, mori shamadosh, arana kariba jari, tora asantosh. I have committed the theft. Please forgive me. I will not do it again if it displeases you. So, now, what would be the response of Vishambhar? Advaita vakye maha kruda vishambar advaita mahima krode balaye vistar sakala samsara tume karya samhar tarapi achite nahi vasa pratikar samharera avashesha sabe achiyami ama samhariya tabe suke taka tumi tapasvi sanyasi jogi jnani kyatijar kahare nakara tume shulete samhar kritarte haite je aise tamastan tahare samhara kara dariyacharan. Mahakruda. Vishambhar became greatly angry on hearing Advaita's words. In anger, he began to narrate the glories of Advaita. Quote, Mahaprabhu said, even after annihilating the entire world, you are not satisfied. I alone remain after annihilation. When you annihilate me, then you will be happy. When you kill even the ascetics, sannyasis, yogis, and renowned philosophers, who can remain safe from your trident? If someone comes to achieve your favor, you grab his feet and kill him. Since Advaita Prabhu is Mahavishnu, he annihilates the universe in his form as Rudra. Sri Gaurasundar said, I am an insignificant person. To annihilate my insignificant strength in devotional service is not going to increase your glories. You are a powerful Vaishnava, so it is most improper for you to snatch away the spiritual advancement of persons who are neophytes in spiritual life like us. When a devotee of Mathura came before you and prayed for devotional service, you forcibly took away his devotion to destroy his advancement in devotional service. On pretext of offering prayers in this way, Gaurasundara appropriately revealed the glories of Sri Advaita. Matur nivasi eka parama vaishnav tomara dekite aila charana vaibhav. Mahaprabhu is going on to speak about Lord Madhavata Vaitacharya. A great Vaishnava from Mathura came to see your glorious lotus feet. So who is that great Vaishnava? It's two in one, actually. Gaurasundara. So Gaurasundara is saying, a great Vaishnava from Mathura came to see your glorious lotus feet. Right? So he's not different from Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Nandan. So Mahaprabhu is referring to himself as a Mathura Vasi, Nivasi. Right? A Brijvasi. Ami Brijvasi hun. Tomadeki kota je se paibe Vishnu bhakti aro samharile tara chirantana shakti. Mahaprabhu goes on about Vaita. That Mathura Nivasi was supposed to achieve devotional service to Vishnu by seeing you. But you even destroyed whatever spiritual strength he had. Laya charana duli tarikailakshaya samhara karite tumi parama nirdaya. You destroyed him by taking dust from his feet. You are most merciless in the act of destruction. Ananta brahmande jata ache bhakti yog sakala tomari krishna dila upayog. Krishna has rightly endowed you with the devotion found in innumerable universes. Tata piya tumi churi kara kudra stan. Kudra samharite kripa nahi vasaman. Yet you steal from an insignificant source. You have no compassion when it comes to destroying an insignificant creature. Maha dakaite tumi chore maha chor. Tumi se gorila churi prema sukamor. You are a great bandit. Maha dakaite. Dakait, and the greatest of all thieves, Mahachur. You have stolen my ecstatic love, Churi Prema Sukamor. You have stolen the happiness of my love. He Mata Chali Kahi Susatya Vachan Shunya Anande Base Bhagavatagan. As Mahaprabhu spoke the truth under some pretense in this way, the devotees floated in ecstasy. Mahaprabhu goes on. Tumi se karila churi amiki na pari hera teka chorera upari karan churi. You have stolen. Why can't I wait and see how I steal from a thief? That's Mahaprabhu speaking to Advaita. Hetambali Advaitere apanaidariya lotaye charana duli hasya hasya. After saying this, Mahaprabhu grabbed Advaita and laughed as he took the dust from his feet. And you can imagine, this 23-year-old, 7-foot-tall, lion-like Brahmin grabbing this 90-year-old man. 90-year-old Brahmin grandfather. You know, 7 feet tall, and robust, powerful, long arms to his knees, a Janu Lumbita. There's no way Advaita could escape the loving embrace of the Lord. Mahabali Gora Singhe. Oh, that's interesting. Gora Singha, the lion like Gora. Mahabali Gora Singhe. Advaita Napare Advaita Charana Prabhu Gaseni Jashire Charana Dirya Vakshe Advaitere Bale Heradeka Chora Bandi Lama Nijakole. Karite Takai Churi Chora Shatabar Barike Grihasta Sava Karaya Udhar. Advaita could not compete with a powerful lion like Gore, who rubbed Advaita's feet on his head. I guess he just picked him upside down. Sounds like he just took Advaita, flipped him upside down. That's how you get somebody's feet on your head, you know. Right? It sounds like he holds some little kid, you know, like a mother holds her kid by the ankles and swings him. Mother Sachi used to do that sometimes. Right. Yeah, because it just says he took the dust. I don't know. So here it says, who rubbed Advaita's feet, holding Advaita's feet to his chest. I mean, that's like if you're holding somebody upside down, you can hold her, or he's on the ground. He said, see how I've captured a thief in my embrace. A thief may steal hundreds of times, but a householder retrieves everything in one stroke. A thief steals many times and gradually accumulates various items. In order to take revenge for the thief's repeated thefts, The householder retrieves everything from his house. Sri Chaitanya is most powerful, Gaura Singha. And Advaita is less powerful. Therefore, Mahaprabhu forcibly and openly held Advaita's feet to his chest. Now we're going to hear something from Advaita's side. What does he have to say about all this? Advaita balaye satya kahila apani tumi se grihastami kichui najani prana buddhi manadeya sakala tumar kera kibe prabhu tumi karile samhar hari shara datta tumi tumi deyatap tumi shasti karile rakibe karabhap naradari jaya prabhu dvaraka nagare Tomara charana dhana prana deki bade Tumita sabara lao charanera duli Se sabaki kari prabhu se ami bali Apanara sevika pane jabe kao Ki karibe sevikai sevake apane bhavi chao Ki daya charana duli se rahu kapache Katite tomara gya kon jana ache Tabe jaye mata kara Nahi takurali, amara samharahaya tume kutuhali. I wait to reply to Mahaprabhu. Whatever you have said is true, but are you a householder? I don't know anything about that. My life, intelligence, mind, and body all belong to you. O Lord, if you annihilate me, who can protect me? You are the giver of happiness and distress. If you punish someone, whose father can protect him? Oh Lord, when personalities like Narad visit Dwaraka to see your lotus feet, which are their life and wealth, you take the dust from Narada's feet. Then what can they do? This is my question. When you destroy your own servant, what can he do? Please consider. Or to speak of taking dust from your feet, who can even transgress your order? But when you act in this way, it does not increase your glories. As I get annihilated, you take pleasure. So wait is saying that you're not a householder. Everything belongs to you. So I belong to you also. Tomara se deha tumi rakava samhar je tomara icha prabhu tahi tumi kar. And wait said, Mahaprabhu, this body belongs to you. You may either protect it or destroy it, O Lord. Do whatever you wish. Vishambara bali tumi bhaktira bhandari Eteke tomara charanera sevakari. Vishambara replied, Advaita, you are the storekeeper of devotional service. That is why I serve your lotus feet. Bhakti bhandhar. He's the bhakti bhandari. Bhandara. Bhandari means he's a storekeeper of bhakti. Tomara charana seva, so I serve your lotus feet. Tomara charana duli sarvange lepile basaye purusha krishna prema rasa jale. So Vishambhara is glorifying Advaita now. Some few verses, 5 verses. If one smears the dust of your lotus feet over his body, he will float in the mellows of ecstatic love for Krishna. Krishna prema rasa jale basaye purusha. That purusha, that person will basaye, he will float in the jal, rasa jal, prema rasa jal. Krishna prema rasa jal will float in the waters of Krishna prema ras. Bina tumi dile bhakti keha nahi pai tomara se ami kehena jana sarvatai. If you do not distribute devotional service, no one can attain it. Know that I belong to you in all respects. Tumiyama jata vecha tatai vikai. He satya kahilam tomara setani. You can sell me wherever you like. I tell you this in truth. Mahaprabhu said, Advaita, please consider me your property. As a merchant, you can sell me as a commodity wherever you like. You are the only administrator of the storehouse of bhakti. If a living entity follows your service attitude in all respects, then he will bathe in the nectarine mellows of ecstatic love for Krishna. I am telling you this supreme truth. Advaitera pratideki kripara vaibhav apurva chintai mane sakala vaishnav. On seeing the extraordinary mercy bestowed on Advaita, all the Vaishnavas were astonished. And then they commented on the pastime. Satya sevilena prabhu he mahapurush koti mokshatulya nahi e kripara lesh. This great personality, Advaitacharya, has truly served Lord Chaitanya. For a fraction of the mercy he received cannot be compared to millions of liberations. Kadachit e prasada sankari se pai jahakari advaitere sri gaurangarai. Shiva rarely receives such mercy as Advaita received from Advaita Gaurangarai. Because in another form, Advaita Prabhu is Sadashiva. Mahavishnu is also Sadashiva. So there's an extraordinary mercy that Advaita is getting to embrace Radha Krishna Yugal, Radha Govinda Yugal in the form of Mahaprabhu, Rasaraj Mahabhav. So Lord Shiva, Sadashiva, he worships Anantashesh. He gets to embrace a snake. This is Shadeva's Anantashesh. He wears around his neck also. But for him to embrace Radha Krishna is most difficult. And it only happened in one brief instance where he could even have darshan of Radha Krishna Yugal. And it took a lot of adhikar, eligibility, to get that darshan. He had to come to Vrindavan and perform austerities in the Mansarovar. Sometimes people say Brahmakund. And then he got blessed by Yogamaya and the Sakis, and he was given a Gopi Roop, Gopishwar. And he was allowed entrance into Vamshiva to see the Leela by the mercy of the Gopis because he had suitable Deha. He had Gopi Deha and Gopi Bhav. Some Gopi Bhav. Not Mahabhav, but some Gopi Bhav, Praja Gopi Bhav. So he was allowed to see Radha and Krishna Yoga, but he couldn't go up and embrace them or embrace Krishna. He didn't dance with Krishna as a gopi. That's quite a very high adhikar. So then again, after that he was posted by Lord Krishna to be the guard of the Rasasthali Gopishwar. He's right there. His place is right next to Vamshivat. Just to the left down the street is Vamshivat. It's the same in the transcendental eternal topography of the spiritual world. Everything is located in the same proximity to each other. Down the street, to the right of today's Gopishwar, you go down the street and to the right and then back a little bit to the west and up on the hill. There's the old Govindaji Mandir. The old one that's vacated now because it's broken by the Aurangzeb. And the deities move behind another temple. But that temple is called Govindasthali, which is described in Govinda Lilamrita. It's a yoga peet, evening yoga peet, yoga peet. And the Yamuna comes from the north and breaks into two branches. One goes to the north and south, and they meet again. And they, in the middle, they embrace an island-like structure called Govindasthali, or yoga peet. And that rises from the banks of the Yamuna. The yoga peet rises like the back of a turtle. You know, turtle's shell goes like this, and then like a bell curve comes up like this and goes down. So at the top of that is Govindasthali. There's an 8-petal lotus. In the middle there's a mandir and all this. That's where the Divya Brindaranyakalpa Jumada, that's where that puja goes on, Radha and Krishna. And they come down from that little hill and they wander along the banks of Yamuna. And they come to Vamshivat, Jumuna Pulina, and they have the Rasa dance commences there. So that they go down there and walk towards Gopishwar. And further on, then there's the banyan tree, Vat. Then Yamuna's there, then Krishna's there, and he calls the gopis. Now that's all connected. The same thing is there in the spiritual world like this. And Brahmakunda is right outside the wall of Sriranga, that South Indian temple. It's kind of stuck in the middle of the yoga feet configuration. Because it's Govindasthali, then this big boundary wall of this Srirangam, South Indian temple. And, but that was new. It wasn't always that discane. That was built in the 1930s or something like that. But then it goes so many times. It was all forest. So it was the Govindastali, and then forest, and then it was Brahmakund was dug, and very deep, right on the outside the wall. Because that's the actual distance, the proper distance. So a certain distance from Govindastali is Brahmakund. And some more distance is Gopishwar, a little more is Vamshiva, a little more is Jamuna Pulin and Deer Shamir, then Jamuna. Jamuna moved a little bit, but it used to be all there, right at Vamshiva. So it's even today it's arranged and basically it's described that situated north of Govindastali is Gopishwar and situated north of Gopishwar is Vamshiva. That's how it is today also. When I used to live down there, I would walk all around those places and think about all these things. It's very nice, that downtown area. It's very rich in Sevakunj and Rasastali and Nidivan and Sringarbad. Divine area. That's where all the six Goswamis lived. Everybody lived there since 500 years. That's why that was the core of Vrindavan was right there. That's the core area. That's why it developed so much, because it's the intensity of the gurus and siddha mahatmas that lived there, and then their chelas would gather around them, and then the visitors would come to visit them from different cities, Agra and other places, visit them in holy places, and then all the service people in the stores open up to sell blankets. Loi Bazaar, loi means blanket. Loi means blanket, like kumbal. It used to be just selling blankets, 200 rupee blankets and stuff. There was no Mukutwalas there at all. It was just blanket shops. There's Loi Bazaar, there's Outkamba, there was Loi Bazaar, there's Anand Bazaar, Anaj Mandi. Anaj Mandi, that's where they sell grain market. And the Chandi market was over down near Outkamba, near Bhagya Vihari's side. That's where they sold all the kut and all those things. Anyway, it's all ancient history now. Interesting. Hear about something. Okay. So the devotees are glorifying Advaitacharya. All the devotees are there observing this wonderful exchange and Srivasangam. It's a very intimate exchange with the two Prabhus. There's the teen Prabhu. The teen Prabhu, they're all Vishnu Tattva. They're all really one, Ekopahusham. Krishna expands into four tattvas and five tattvas and one tattva and unlimited tattvas. The four tattvas is Chaturvyuha, Sankarshan, Vasudev Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Then there's the Pancha tattva, there's Mahaprabhu, and then Nityananda Dvaita, and then Shakti tattva. There's three Vishnu tattva. There's three Vishnu tattva called Teen Prabhu. Three Prabhus, usually they're together when you see on the altar. You'll see Chaitanya in the middle and then Advaita on the right hand side, Nitin on the other side, because they have to have that configuration when the three of them are there. And Nitin will be on the left. But generally, when it's done the Pancha Tattva, then all the senior Vishnu Tattva are to the right in terms of adhesion, that thing. So Teen Prabhu, they're often worshipped together. You see three. And there are, in the Yoga Pit in Mayapur, they're washing them together. There's a Teen Prabhu Mandir in the Yoga Pit, in the Yoga Pit meditation. So here, one Vishnu Tattva is worshipping another Vishnu Tattva. Garanga is worshipping Advaita. Like Krishna worshipping himself. Krishna worshipping his Purusha avatars. Krishna worshipping Ananta Shesh. Krishna worshipping Sada Shiva. Garanga is Krishna, Radha and Krishna. So Radha and Krishna worshipping Sada Shiva. Radha and Krishna worshipping Shiva. Radha and Krishna worshipping Mahavishnu. So like people say, oh, I only worship Radha and Krishna, I don't worship Lord Shiva. And Mahavir, Lord Shiva, is worshipping Advaitacharya. Interesting point. So the devotees are glorifying, they're watching this, and it's amazing. It's not clear, I guess if we meditate more on this pastime, I would assume he wouldn't just pick him up, as I said, because that's a little bit too much like American wrestling. That Lord Chaitanya would go and pick up, would wrestle him down the ground and grab him by the ankles and pick him up, hang him upside down, and get kind of dizzy, and get the old man get dizzy and get a headache. I guess it's more like he embraced him and then they fell to the ground in the embrace, and while they were kind of scuffling and rolling on the ground, then, you know, he took his feet and held them to his head. And, you know, so they're all, he's in a very, because he has regard, he's regarding that Advaita as his guru and as his worshipful Lord. So Lord Chaitanya, he's not going to hang your, you know, go and pick up your guru, but don't go and flip your guru upside down. All his prasadam comes out, you know. So the devotees are watching this whole thing. It's quite amazing. There's Lord Chaitanya and Advaita rolling on the ground and running after each other's feet. And then everyone knows that they're, at this point, juncture in that time, everyone knows who they are. They're actually the descendant of the Lord, Vishnu-tattva. Amara o bhagyavanta hina bhakta sange o bhaktera paraduli lai sarvange. Bhakta Sangha, or the Bhagavad Gan, a group of devotees gathered there together with, watching this wonderful event, exchange of love between Bhagavan and Bhakta and Bhakta and Bhagavan. He said, we are fortunate to have the association of such a devotee as Advaita Charya and Bhagavan. We are all very, very fortunate. We take the dust from this devotee on our entire body, Sarva Ange. A bhaktera paraduli lai sarvange. We forget about putting the dust on our heads. We want to smear the dust on our whole bodies. Now Vrindavan Das Thakur describes. Hena bhakta advaitere ambalite harishe papi sabadukkapai nija karma doshe. When such a devotee as Advaita Prabhu is joyfully glorified, sinful persons become distressed due to their past misdeeds. Se kale je haila kata se satya hai na mane vaishnavakya se jayakshai. The topics of that time have been narrated by the Vaishnavas and are all factual. One who doubts their words is ruined. Hari bola bhali dute prabhu vishwambar chaturdike veri sabagaya anuchar. Vishwambar stood up and chanted. So apparently he was on the ground, lying on the ground, doing this whole loving exchange with Advaita, and chanted Hari Bol. His followers sang on all sides. Chaturdike. Advaita Acharya Mahanande Vival Mahamatta Hai Nache Pasarisakal. Advaita Acharya was overwhelmed with ecstasy. Mahanande Vival, it was great bliss. Vival means bewildered, overwhelmed. He forgot everything as he danced like an intoxicated person. Nache pasri sakal. Mahamatahai. He's like, he was totally mad. Imagine seeing this. It's interesting. Sometimes they say, Tarje garje acharja dadite diad hat. Brukuti Karya Nache Shantipura Nhat. Advaita Acharya, the Lord of Shantipur, touched his beard and roared loudly as he furrowed his eyebrows and danced. Furrowed his eyebrows and danced, touched his beard. Ah! In accordance with scriptural injunctions. Now listen to this. In accordance with scriptural injunctions, Sri Advaita Prabhu shaved his mustache, beard, and hair. Hair of any length on the chin is in ordinary language called dadi, or beard, dadi. That is why, due to ignorance, some people attribute on him the symptoms like dress, beard, and hair of a foolish bowel. Bowel are like these apasampradayas, they have long beards. But actually, Advaita Acharya was clean-shaven. To address him as Nara is an indication of his shaved head. In Bengali, the word Naira is a corruption of the word Nara. It refers to a person with a cleanly shaved head. Apparently, it said he touched his beard, and so what he's saying is this word in the Bengali says Dadi Dadi, which I think is the same in Hindi, maybe Dadi. When you say Dadiwala, Dadiwala. So that's why the purport is there, because if we just read that, it means beard. But it means beard. It means a beard of 1/64th of an inch long beard, 1/64th of a centimeter, or let's say It means a beard with hair this long, and it means a beard with hair this long. Father Time, Grandfather Time beard, or 2 days stubble. 2 days you haven't shaved, that's a beard. You follow? So that's why he's trying to say that this is what this, in accordance with scripture, in accordance with scriptural injunctions, Advaita shaved his mustache, beard, and hair, and probably the hair under his arms, because Brahmins also do that, to keep clean. So there's less sweating, and those hair under the arms is less sweating. So no, not bad smell or anything doing puja. Bhakti Santa Saraswati is using this purport to establish that he didn't have a beard at all. I mean, maybe a one-day beard. He touched his one-day beard and roared loudly and danced around in ecstatic intoxication of divine love. Because Mahaprabhu's kirtan. Mahaprabhu's chanting Hari Bol. And he stood up and he's chanting Hari Bol. Everybody's on his sides. And Advaita Acharya, despite his age doesn't have much to do with a transcendental body. So although he was quite old, and he would go to Jagannath Puri every year, he was appointed one of the main dancers around the Jagannath cart in the kirtan party. He was one of the dancers. Jaya Krishna Gopala Govinda Vanamali Ahara Nishe Gaya Sabe Haya Kutuhali. Day and night they all happily sang Jaya Krishna Gopala Govinda Vanamali. It's another one of those verses that show what they're chanting in kirtan. Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dinanda, Achyuta Keshava Sridhara Madhava, Gopala Govinda Hari, Shama Sundara Kaniya Lal, Girivaradari Nanda Dulal. Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, Keshava Madhava Dinanda, Harivo. So this kirtan was written by Bhaknil Thakur, Achyuta Keshava Sridhara Madhava. All this is Nam Sankirtan. So here's an example. Jai Krishna Gopal Govinda Manavali. That is a point that if you go through all the scriptures and whenever you find a description, whenever you're having Harinam, Nam Sankirtan, it's Hariharaya Nama Krishna or Krishna Krishna or something. But Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chiti Te Gauriya Aikya. My only wish is that my consciousness purified by the words emanating from my spiritual master. So our line, we do kirtan of the Maha Mantra. If you go through the shastras and you don't find so many, hard to find any verses where they said, and the devotees got together and they chanted Hare Krishna and kirtan. Hard to find. You know, in the Chaitanya Bhagavan. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna, you know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, definitely you won't find. Lord Chaitanya was chanting, and as he was walking down the streets, going through the villages, he was chanting, Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama. Krishna 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 Rakshama Keshavaya. This is written in the Bengali shlokas. But for us, our Gurudev, whenever it says Nam Sankirtan, he always translated it. And they were chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra because we don't really know so many other words, Nam Sankirtan. We know. Hardly we can digest these three. These are three words that's enough for us to remember. Jai Govinda, Jai Gopal, Chaita Keshava. It's so much confusing. Hare Krishna and Ram. Okay, simple, three words. So we follow that and we get our perfection with that. Nityananda Mahaprabhu Parama Vival Tadapi Chaitanya Nritte Parama Kushal Savadane Chaturdike Duihasta Tuli Parite Chaitanya Dari Rahe Mahabali. Though Lord Nityananda was greatly overwhelmed, he was expert in dancing with Lord Chaitanya. Whenever Lord Chaitanya was about to fall, the most powerful Nityananda stretched out his arms and carefully caught him. Although, from a material point of view, Nityananda was greatly overwhelmed or maddened, but even while dancing for the pleasure of the Lord, he would display full expertise. Oh, that's a nice point. He's dancing for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya in a very expert and dynamic way, an attractive way. At the same time, he's totally overwhelmed in madness. Parama Vival, really completely overwhelmed. He didn't lose his cool, so to speak, because he was always remembered. He always remembered, despite the overwhelming madness of the event. of the kirtan. He didn't forget that I'm doing this for the pleasure. Don't let me get carried away. Don't let me get carried away by the ananda or the bliss that I forget how to dance properly. Start crashing into the walls. And sometimes we do that also. Whenever Sri Chaitanya Devi became maddened due to the love of Krishna while dancing, he was about to fall on the ground. Nityananda prevented him from falling on the ground by stretching out his arms. Ashesha aveshe nache Sri Goranga Rai Taha Varani Bhara Shakti Kedare Jivai. Lord Goranga danced in unlimited ecstasy. Who has the power to describe that dancing? Sri Goranga Rai Avesh Nache Ashesh, unlimited ecstasy, unlimited absorption. Saraswati Sahita Apane Balaram Sehi Se Thakur Gai Puri Manaskam. Balaram and Saraswati sing the glories of Mahaprabhu to their full satisfaction. Very interesting purport here. The sounds that are vibrated by the tongue when one is overwhelmed with ecstatic love at the time of Krishna Kirtan while chanting the glories of one's worshipable Lord, these sounds vibrated by the tongue, they appear due to the combination of Baladev and Saraswati. Baladev sings to his full satisfaction the glories of the Lord through the tongue of Saraswati. That's very interesting. Balaram and Saraswati. And Saraswati, of course, represents the Shakti Tattva, Ladini aspect, Anand, bliss, love, prema. And Balaram represents the existence, potency, Sandini potency. So this combination is like bhakti. Bhakti is Samvid Shakti, but that also includes Sandini there. It has to be there also. So Balaram and Saraswati means Shakti Tattva and Sandini Shakti. Interesting purport. Balaram and Saraswati sing Mahaprabhu's glory to their full satisfaction. So Balaram, of course, is Nityananda. Then he's saying, the purport is saying that chanting glories of Lord's one's worshipful Lord appears through the combination of Baladeva and Saraswati. So for glorification of the Lord to exist, you need existence potency. So that's Balaram, Sandini Shakti, the foundation, the ability to do that. And then the ability of expression, to express eloquently and poetically and beautifully and full of love, of Shakti, of Ladini, on blissful prayers and blissful glorification, and that's Saraswati. Because Saraswati ultimately is Radharani. She's an expansion of Radharani. Saraswati is Lakshmi, the wife of Divya. Divya Saraswati spoke to Brahma. And Divya Saraswati gave the Gopal mantra to Brahma. And the Brahma Samhita. So that mantra is all about Krishna and the gopis and Vrindavan and everything. So it's Ladini Shakti. Shane Shane Murchahai Shane Mahakampa Shane Trinalayakari Shane Mahadampa Dhamba Mahadamba. Sometimes Mahaprabhu lost consciousness. Sometimes his body shook. Sometimes he took straw between his teeth and sometimes he became greatly proud. Shane hasa, shane swasa, shane va viras, he mata prabhura, aveshe parakash. Sometimes Mahaprabhu laughed, sighed deeply, became morose. In this way the Lord manifested ecstatic love. Virasana kariya, Takura shane vaise, maha atta attakari, maje hase. Sometimes Mahaprabhu sat in a virasan posture, and sometimes he laughed loudly. Ho 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 ho. Bhagya anu rupa kripa, kariye sabare, dubila vaishnava sabha ananda sagare. As Mahaprabhu bestowed mercy on everyone according to their good fortune, all the Vaishnavas drowned in an ocean of ecstasy. Mahaprabhu's various pastimes are seen by his devotees according to their adhikara. Impersonalists who are indifferent to the Lord are totally unqualified to achieve the Lord's mercy. The Supreme Lord is controlled by the love of his devotee in proportion to the devotee's endeavor to engage in his service. More service, more love, more love, more adhikara, more adhikara, more opportunity to see the Lord's pastimes. Due to their piety, the devotees of the Lord became free from the inauspiciousness of unrestricted sense enjoyment, fruitive activities, and mental speculation. So tomorrow, we'll hear about the topics of Shuklambara Brahmachari, which is the title of the chapter.